Hello, 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 everyone. Dana Williamson here with Bad Blessed Anointed Destined LLC. Thank you so much for tuning in to the podcast Visions and Dreams. I sit here allowing my mind to wander and remember things of the past, things I might have forgotten. I'm allowing my house, as it settles, to speak to me. And I'm remembering dreams that I've had in the past week. The one thing I want to share with you is, and I know I've mentioned it in the past two episodes, but I want to remind you of something I've mentioned, but I want you to sit back and remind yourself. Allow the Holy Spirit to speak to you. I know what it's like being a prophet who doesn't understand everything that is given to her or to him. I understand when things become overwhelming and the magnitude of what that is. What I fully understand is when the Holy Spirit, when the Lord gives you something to do, and the Holy Spirit speaks to you and teaches you that if you ask, you will also get reminders. So I'm sitting here and I'm asking the Holy Spirit to bring back to my remembrance a dream I've just had today. I can't remember all of the pieces, but the main piece I remember is the majority of my family wearing blue coats, except me. Mind you, I am being really honest and transparent here because there could literally be a full explanation for this in two varying forms. One, the Ministry of Faith Bureau of Investigations International Ministry may not be a healing and deliverance ministry as once was 7 years ago. Or I lack a particular power I need. You see, with visions and with dreams, God allows you to see who you are. And in seeing who you are, you have to be honest, you have to be humble, and you have to get clarity. Sometimes that clarity only comes from the Holy Spirit. Your direction, your protection, and your instructions come from the Most High God. Yahweh is watching. The remembrance needed for me today is for me to recognize what I lack. And in recognizing what I lack, I also need to understand why I lack. Understand why I'm seeing so much and why I'm not being attacked. Some of us don't realize the position that we're in. Because we have been walking down the wrong lane and gotten out of the position we were called to. Some of us don't understand that if we are not right in right standing and doing the things we're supposed to do, that we may become of a reprobate mind. there comes a time in all of our lives, and let this be your call to do this today, where we need remembrance of what we were called to do, what we are supposed to be doing, why we're not doing it, why we walk in this spirit of fear, and why we are not being challenged. See, the enemy doesn't have to come after us. Because we're not in position anyway. It is time for repentance. It is time for humbleness. And it is time for us to get right. I implore you to open your Bibles today. I implore you to do what is necessary today. We are running out of time. We have to tell everyone what God has released for us to say. And we must be in position no matter what. So get back on track. Humble yourself. Fast. Pray. Study. Study everything connected to the Word of God, and definitely study your Bibles. It is in the past few weeks, right before the new year and just after, as I was teaching the Prophetic Patterns course, that I was able to remember a lot of my dreams, a lot of my visions. I've been allowed to see more. I've been allowed to experience more. And I am humbled. And I am reminded daily by the people that God has put over me to cover me, to pray for me, to protect me in the spirit, to help where I need it. I am reminded who I am. I have not lost my power. I have lost my focus. It is time for me and you to get our focus back, get back in position, and be ready. The battle is not over. God bless.